This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
They're back. Lansing lawmakers returning from their July 4th summer break. Both houses back in session today with completing the state budget a high priority ahead of the fall deadline. And getting right back to work, a House committee this morning approving a bill designed to require courts to dismiss lawsuits if they're designed to simply intimidate those who speak out against unfair business practices. In a meeting covered by WILS that lasted until around midnight, the East Lansing City Council last night sent a conditional rezoning ordinance involving the vacant Blue Cross Blue Shield building on Lake Lansing Road. This resident was one of several who felt the additional businesses would create an even bigger traffic problem.
We believe that further retail operations in that area are neither necessary nor desirable. To sum it up, we've had enough.
Lansing City Council's Public Safety Committee holding a special meeting tonight to hear environmental concerns over a $3 million cleanup of coal ash residue. This from the now defunct Ottawa Power Station in the River Forest neighborhood. Chairwoman Carol Wood recalls a similar situation in the Grosbeck area and spoke with WILS.
What they did was actually cap it with cement. Instead of digging it up, which was the initial plan to start off with, they entombed it in cement.
A Lansing U.S. senator reacts to the passage of the Senate's latest bill and also has a stern message for Republicans. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, who spoke exclusively with WILS today, is applauding her congressional colleagues for opening the door for unemployment benefits to be extended for those tens of thousands of families in Lansing and statewide. Stabenow tells WILS's Tony Conley that Republicans against the extension have their priorities out of order.
One of the things I find extremely difficult to hear is when Republican colleagues say, well, we shouldn't worry about the deficit when we're extending the tax cuts for wealthiest Americans, but we can't afford to help somebody who's out of work.
Stabenow says she hopes insurance benefits go out by the end of the week or by next Monday. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
A new report card gives Michigan a D in English standards. This from a nationwide Fordham Institute analysis, although the state received an A- in math standards. Janet Ellis, spokeswoman for the Michigan Department of Education, tells WILS that the method of evaluation was a major factor in the low English score.
75% of the states, including Michigan, received a grade of C or below. And nearly half of the states received our score or below.
Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, speaking exclusively with WILS's Tony Conley this morning, says that with the Senate passing legislation extending unemployment benefits through November, the focus will now shift to help business.
We've got a small business bill to take capital gains tax off of small businesses, to provide loans in partnership with community banks for small businesses.
Environmental concerns over a $3 million cleanup of coal ash residue from the now-defunct Ottawa Power Station will be the focus of a special Public Safety Committee meeting tonight. Committee Chair Carol Wood tells WILS there are a lot of questions.
If they're going to tell us that this is just something that they feel that it's prudent for them to do, or is this DEQ requirement? And talking with the Health Department, are there issues out there that they're concerned about?
Lansing U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, speaking exclusively with WILS today, is pleased with the Senate's passage of extended unemployment benefits for tens of thousands of Michiganians. Stabenow spoke with WILS's Tony Conley this morning.
It will get to the president in the next couple of days, and hopefully by the end of the week, or for sure by Monday, insurance benefits will be able to go out again.
The Fordham Institute releasing a nationwide report on educational standards, including Michigan's. For math, the state received an A-, but for English, a D. Janet Ellis with the Michigan Department of Education tells WILS why the two grades were so different.
One of the reasons that there was a discrepancy was that the level of specificity, how detailed the math standards are, they're more detailed than the English language arts ones are.
Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox says a lawsuit against the federal government over the threat of Asian carp in the Great Lakes is absolutely necessary. He spoke with WILS.
We're hoping that this will put more pressure on the Obama administration to do what should have been done 6 months ago, to close down the lock.
Two major downtown redevelopment projects approved by the East Lansing City Council last night, an 8-story mixed-use building on Albert Avenue and Grove Street, and a 4-story building on Ann Street. And Governor Granholm today signing legislation designed to prevent energy theft. The law increases penalties on those who jury-rig household items to steal power. Taking a look at your Capital City forecast, tonight partly cloudy, low around 64. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, high near 81. And tomorrow night, more showers expected, cloudy, low around 73. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.